Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Welcome on to this edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. I'm Brad Brown. We've got Comrades Coach Lindsay Perry with us once again. And as we wind down 2015, a great question in. It was submitted on Facebook by Nkululeko Musi. Lindsay, Nkululeko says, I would like to know what's the best strategy for this December period. Should we be putting more mileage in the legs or should we do less hectic training? From after Comrades to the tough one, he says he ran 1,200 kilometers, wanted to rest and only do swimming and cycling since then. When should be the right time to get back on the road? And as it is a downrun, what sort of cross training will be best to help managing the downrun pain? There's a lot in there, but it's the right question to be asking at this time of the year.
Yeah, Nkululeko, it's a great question. So, look, you trained pretty hard up to tough one. So I'm really glad that you did take a break. And it's been just over 2 weeks now since the tough one. And that's about the right amount of time for a break at this part of the year. And then a bit of cross training now and slowly building up the running over the next 3 weeks is a really good way to go about it. So that your body is ready to rock and roll come January. So the mistake a lot of people will make is to load December. And then you arrive in January actually pretty fit, and you know, what are you going to do about it? Well, you're fit, you might as well get fitter and you train harder. And I find that that formula normally leads to people picking up overuse injuries or being very tired around April. And so it's not a great time of year now to train too hard. Now is a good time of year just to tick it over, maintain some kind of fitness so that you're actually ready to train in the new year. In terms of what cross training is best for the down run, well, strength training is the best kind of supplementary training, let's call it that you can do, because you really want to prepare your body for the eccentric load, that heavy pounding of the downs. That said, it's still good to keep up some other form of cross training. Cycling is a really good option. Rowing is a decent option. Swimming is a good option. So anything that's non-impact, but can help to continue to develop your cardiovascular fitness is a good alternative for cross training. But I would say that the strength training is almost non-negotiable for the down comrades. Really, you want strong quads that are ready to accept the challenge of the down run.
Nkululeko, brilliant. Thank you for that question. Enjoy the bit of a break you are taking, and it sounds like you are going to have an awesome 2016. Lindsay Perry, thank you very much for that as well. We look forward to catching up again on Wednesday, the next edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Until then, from the two of us, it's cheers.
Thank you for listening to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. To get Lindsay to answer your question, go to AskCoachPerry.com or email myquestion@AskCoachPerry.com.